In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Paul's exhortation to the Ephesians for our epistle provides for us an understanding of the true battle and war that is being waged. He says, "Be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness on high." Contrary then to popular belief, contrary even to the teachings of so-called Catholic theologians, Satan does exist, and he does prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. This is the true battle in which we all are engaged. And as a consequence, we must have recourse to supernatural things in order to battle this supernatural evil. As St. Paul rightly points out, it is not just simply a subduing of the flesh and overcoming the passions of our blood. Rather, it is overcoming the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness. And it would seem, brothers and sisters, that the world rulers of this darkness now have the upper hand, that the spiritual forces of wickedness from on high have made their dwelling among us. And if there is any truth to the fact that they are gaining increase, it is in large measure because we have refused to have recourse to the very things that Paul entreats us to utilize. We have tried to stem the tide of darkness and doubt and fear that oftentimes comes from evil by recourse to natural means. But you cannot fight the supernatural with the natural. You must have recourse, as St. Paul goes on to say, to the armor of God in order that you can resist evil. Stand therefore, he says, girding your loins with truth, and put on the breastplate of justice, and shod your feet with the readiness of gospel peace. And in all things, take up the shield of faith, with which you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. Truth and justice and peace and faith. These are the instruments, these are our armaments, and with them, brothers and sisters, we will indeed be successful. The world would say something different to us. The world would say these simply do not matter, and they will not overcome evil. Only when we all simply reduce truth to nothingness will there then be nothing. But the Lord himself says through St. Paul, instead, embrace and live a life of virtue. And through this life of virtue, you will participate in stemming the tide of wickedness and darkness. What this means for us consequently as a practical order is that we also have to then be men and women of a constant and fervent faith. We have to trust that the promises that God is making to us through Paul's exhortation will indeed come to pass, because they have in the mystery of our Savior. Justice and truth and peace and faith. These blessings, these graces are given to us in abundance. And on our part, we have confidence that the Lord will allow those to grow and blossom and prosper in us. If we do not, if instead we have recourse to our own natural tendencies, if we rely upon only ourselves, we will not only find ourselves slipping into darkness, but slowly but surely, not maybe through our own desire, become instruments of the ongoing wickedness that comes from on high. This is indeed the hardest thing to understand. If we do not stand with the Lord, then we stand against him. And the only way, the most perfect way to stand with the Lord is to embrace this life of virtue. There will be times when we fail. Some of us suffering from the sin of Adam and Eve and the concupiscence that remains. But even when we stumble and fall, we approach the throne of mercy, we beg for forgiveness, and we rise up renewed in grace to take up armaments of truth and justice and peace and faith, and to live rightly again. After all, having celebrated the Solemnity of All Saints, we're mindful of the panoply of holy men and women who've gone before us, who have precisely done what Paul exhorts: faith, justice, truth, and peace. These are the banners by which they described and lived their very lives, and as such now enjoy the fullness of the beatific vision. And if we too, as we strive and search for holiness and sanctity, seek to become saints in the modern age, this is what we need to do. Sacrifice will always be required from you. Some type of change and transformation will indeed be necessary. You cannot hold on to the things of the world and also hold on to the things of God. You can't put one foot in one camp and another in another camp. You must choose God first, last, always. And then in that manner, as St. Paul concludes, we will take upon ourselves the helmet of salvation and pick up the sword of the Spirit, that is indeed the Word of God. And fully armored, fully ready, we will go forth and be successful in doing battle against the rulers of darkness and the spiritual forces of wickedness. This is not hyperbole, myth, or analogy. It is truth, and is a battle that has already been won. If there's any losing, it is on our part and our refusal to accept the victory that Christ has gained for us, the manner in which he has gained it, and then the manner in which we live it out. It all has been explained to us and for us. The only thing that remains is to do what the Lord commands us to do. And so as you approach the altar of sacrifice yet again, those who are receiving the living God, be mindful that in receiving the Lord, you are taking the nourishment unto yourself to give you the strength you need to embrace truth, justice, peace, and faith, to clothe yourself in the mantle and helmet of salvation, and to take up the Word of God and to marshal forth to do battle against evil. You're committing yourself to be a foot soldier in the Lord's army, and you are well ready to do so. Rejoice and be glad that you have been found worthy. And when you stumble and fall, ask for his mercy and bestow that mercy upon others as well. And realize in the fullness of time that you are preparing now here on earth and for others a place for yourself and them in God's holy kingdom. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.